there. So how close are they to having a little baby? Turns out it may be a while. ABC's Nick Watt joins us from London, the other side of the pond, with much more on this. Do tell, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. Well, generally, I don't like to discuss the reproductive lives of other people, but here goes. It's been a year since the wedding, still no baby. Theories are swirling around, and people are asking, what's going on?
We can't help ourselves. We're belly watching, finding clues where there are none. It's not entirely unreasonable. Charles popped out within a year of his folks getting hitched. Ditto William. Diana had a babe in arms before she knew what had hit her. But a bunch of lawyers and politicians might be the reason Kate Wills are putting the brakes on the breeding. Royal historian Robert Lacey has a new theory, and you're not in the life.
I think it's at least 2 years until we see Kate produce a royal baby.
What? Why? Well, remember last year the Brits decided to change the succession laws?
If the royal couple have a girl rather than a boy, then that little girl would be our queen.
Little brothers will no longer push aside older sisters.
It encourages us to find ways to allow girls and women to play their full part.
Problem is, the Queen is head of state in 16 countries and they've all got to hammer out the wording.
That's going to take time. And it really means that until that law is changed, it's not possible for William and Kate to produce a child.
Robert, I won't get into detail, but it's possible. Listen, the law change would be retroactive, but... And here's the big but.
Say they have twins, and out comes a girl followed by a boy. Well, under the present rules, the boy is the future king. But then they change the law in a few years' time, and the succession is taken away from the boy and given to the girl.
Cue brawling in the stroller. Siblings will fight over a plastic toy. Can you imagine how they fight over a real crown?
Now, the other theory going around is Kate and William don't want to have a baby this year because it would overshadow the Queen's Jubilee celebrations. But as you mentioned, she's having a big lunch right now. And what am I droning on about? Kate and William's as yet non-existent baby. Robin?
That's what we love about you. Nick, have a great weekend and thank you. And Lara and I are looking forward to going to the Jubilee.
Yes, we are.
In a couple of weeks.
Fascinators back.